Are you feeling overwhelmed by hormonal changes? If you're a woman, you're not alone. With over 1,000 hormone disruptors in our environment, it's no wonder things can feel out of balance. On top of that, natural changes like PMS, menopause, and other life stages can leave you feeling tired, irritable, and trapped in a constant battle with your body. But here's the good news. You don't have to suffer through it. Hormone Harmony by Happy Mammoth is here to help. This herbal formula fine-tunes your hormones, balancing estrogen, testosterone, and even stress hormones like cortisol, which can contribute to weight gain, racing thoughts, poor sleep, and more. With over 40,000 five-star reviews and a bottle selling every 24 seconds, the results speak for themselves. Ready to feel like yourself again? For a limited time, get 15% off your first order at happymammoth.com using code NEXTCHAPTER at checkout. Visit happymammoth.com today and get your old self back naturally.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Welcome to another episode of Friendly Daisy Podcast. A podcast. I need to pick one.
I need to pick a podcast.
No, I need to pick one from my list of intros.
I thought you were bidding me off and bringing in another co-host.
What was the last one? Was that your bowel movements?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, so a podcast where the only thing more dangerous than a bear is Dave after a night of beer and curry. There's a theme.
Yeah, it does, yeah.
Right, I'll mark them two off. There we go, done. My name's Andy.
And I'm Dave.
And together we're here to...
to give you your weekly replen of the Friendly Daisy Podcast.
Well, this week, we're here to talk about your community chronicles.
So you're giving us our weekly replen. You're doing the work for us.
Yeah, this is our get out. This is... these are the episodes, like... can't be asked, you know what I mean? Fucking done. Let's see what content the guys can give us.
Now, we've pretty much been streaming Sakal for a bit. We've had a couple of days off of it now, waiting for the full release on the, well, last Tuesday. How's it gone for you lot?
Yeah. Hopefully everyone's got their keys that have subscribed to what's it called, pre-ordered and all that stuff, and hope you're enjoying it, man. Hope it's been wonderful and you're spreading the friendly love.
Spreading the friendly love, spread them wide.
The debauchery in this podcast are it's just insane.
Debauchery, that's a long word.
Is that even the right word?
Probably not. Well, probably, I don't know.
I was speaking on stream today, actually, Dave, about this book that I spoke about in the last episode.
Yeah.
So I should probably give you an update of this as well, right? So Basically, I got a response after I chased it. I got a response and I said, look, here's the book we want to make, yada, 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 whatever, whatever, whatever. And they said, yeah, no problem. It will be like, I think they said it'd be like £2.50 or something like that to create each book. And I thought, that's wicked. We can sell that then for really cheap. And then, you know, as a celebratory thing, right? A bit of novelty merch. Wonderful. Then I had a look a little bit deeper and they couldn't do the size that I needed. So I kind of wanted a square book. Yeah. And then I had another look and it was only 8 pages.
Oh.
And I need like 170 pages. We got 100 tips and some of them have got images.
Yeah.
Yeah. So basically, we're back to square one. We need to find someone who can create us a book for... I'm aiming for anywhere... like, I'm aiming for a round of 5 or a book or less. I don't want it to be... it doesn't need to be hardback. I just need... I don't even know if it's possible. Is that normal? Is that normal pricing? I just feel like...
I don't buy books that regularly to know.
I feel like you can just go into, like, what's Waterstones? Where did that come from? What's the...
Waterstones is a book company.
Oh, there you go. That's why. I think you can go to Waterstones and buy, like, a paperback for £7, £8, £10.
£2.99, yeah.
Well, yeah, but then
it won't be a good one. It will be a terrible one.
Well, yeah, but then I guess they're making like a few thousand, right? I just want to make 100. I want to make 100 books.
Yeah.
So
it shouldn't be that hard.
I'm on a shopping hunt for that. I'm also on a shopping hunt for new internet my internet provider have decided that they won't give me a deal for my new
Is it the same internet lease. Provider that I've got?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that big debate with them last time, and that's where I got my other half to make an account up, so every other year we just keep swapping over sort of thing. Her name, my name, her name, my name.
What, does that mean you get like a new contract, like a new customer contract?
Pretty much, if you claim, if she got the same last name? Yeah, your one's got the same last name, no. Mine hasn't. No?
No.
There you go. Claim that she just bought the house off you. How did they know?
Oi, that's naughty. Because what I've found is that a double internet speed, double upload speed for £7 less than I'm paying now.
Yeah.
Those new customer deals, man, they're bastards. They're robbing bastards.
Yeah. I mean, it only lasts for so long and then you have to sort of, yeah.
18 months.
Yeah, 18 months and then you're going to have to try and get another deal and then claim that you bought the house back off them. But I went abroad, now I'll come back. So technically I'm a new customer. I went away and now I'll come back.
Well, you have to be, because I asked him, he said, oh, that deal's only for new customers. I said, what if I cancel my contract? He says, you have to wait 60 days. I was like, you bastard. No, you can't go without internet for two months, can you? The podcast would die, Dave. It would die.
Yeah, or you could just go and nick someone else's internet. Sit outside like Ricky's house and just steal his internet.
I've got like two old people next to me and I work from home. They don't have it. I don't even know if they have internet.
Probably not.
Nah.
They've got a grandfather clock.
They ain't got Freeview. Yeah, they've got channels 1, 2, and 3.
What is this channel 4 and 5 you speak of?
Do you remember when Channel 5 came out?
Yeah, I remember. It was such a big thing.
It was weird, wasn't it?
Then it had like weird like Xena, the Princess Warrior, and Hercules and stuff
that was
on it. Like,
brilliant. I loved Xena.
Yeah. Yeah, I did. And I enjoyed that the two worlds crossed over with the Hercules guy, but then it's like all the rest of the programs were terrible. They were all like knockoff ones or they went like too far. Like the same as what's happened now with Philip Schofield, isn't it? Like he couldn't get a job of anyone out that had repertoire, so he's actually gone and done a job for Channel 4 or Channel 5.
Channel 5, I think.
It's either way, they just give it to like, they have no focus on life. They're just free money.
I was reading about that. No, was I reading about it? No, I think Lady Andy was watching it and she was telling me about it. And she was like, I started watching it kind of by accident. I didn't want to watch it. But then it was on, so I thought, I'm just going to give it like 5 minutes. And it was like a car crash. He's just blaming everybody else and how hard everyone has been on him and how hard he's found it. And how, you know what I mean? It's very, feel sorry for me, feel sorry for me.
He's just addicted to the limelight and he doesn't deserve the limelight.
Weird. Anyway, this is not what this podcast is about. We're meant to be talking about Daisy.
We deserve the limelight.
For the next hour or so, we get the limelight.
Philip. No, you guys get the limelight because singing your things out.
Yeah, for the next hour, Philip, the limelight is the community. So piss off. Piss off back to your island.
Yeah.
Hashtag piss off Philip.
Hashtag I'm getting a word.
Right. Without further ado, let's just bang into this episode, shall we? Now?
Intro.
So welcome back. This is Community Chronicles Part 5. Part 5, Dave.
It's not Part 4. It's not Part 4. It's Part 5.
Part 4. We're trying to do these every decade of, or every 10 episodes, right? And I think the last one was 94, and which we kind of worked out. So I feel like if this is Part 5, we should be on Part 11 right now. We've missed a lot. But I don't know when we started doing this, if I'm honest. However, here we are. So we've got a new one. What are we doing? Well, I don't know what I'm talking about. You're doing the first story. Over to you.
Right, this one is from our good friend Rakan, or we know him as Ryan. Ryan.
Ryan.
Oh, Ryan.
Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan. Ryan.
I don't know why
we did that.
Not even Australian. So let's start off with his epic clanger here. Well, hopefully it's a clanger. I haven't really read it. So, I was originally a solo player for a year, learning and grinding on my own. Fair point.
I threw me. I like to do my grinding with Dave's mum, but each to their own.
I like knots in the fence. There's still a little dog nose is coming through. Don't touch that with.
Oh, that's where the peanut butter's gone.
One night, while in my base, I logged on to someone trying to break in. I yelled out, asking, "Who's there?" Then a Mary Poppins voice asked if I was one who killed her. I said it wasn't me. She asked if I was friendly. We exchanged pleasantries and she went on her way. How does... Is it just because the person was English and you just say Mary Poppins sounding motherfucker?
I am taking great racial offence to this story.
Yeah,
already.
I am as well. I object. Objects, my honour. That's mad. A couple of nights later, I was about to log out in my base after looting... I don't know what that place is.
Oh, I can't see it.
Sarnwek.
Vec, because it's W.
Yeah.
Sarnwek. Where is that?
Well, I don't know.
Hang on, let's I survive it. Sarnwek is not in Chernarus.
No, it's probably in Livonia.
Right, listen, guys. We need to know what map you're playing on. Yeah, it is Livonia.
Yeah.
It is...
a military camp, isn't it? A little tiny one.
Just south of Topolin. Yeah. Southwest of Topolin.
The one near the broken buildings. The one, yeah, has an L-shape, two long barracks.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Oh, there you go.
Yep. Okay. Well,
so he's on Livonia.
He's on Livonia. He's looting a military. There's a small one south of Topolin, Sarnwek, when a guy ran up shouting about an explosion down the road. Question... you'd be able to hear the explosion rather than someone running saying, "It's exploded over there."
No shit.
He said I should stay inside or maybe try and peek out the windows to see if I can see someone. He ran off to find the guy he said.
Oh, wait. Weren't I meant to be doing the voices?
Yeah, but I'm not getting the... He ran off to find the guy he said.
He ran off to find the guy he said.
Oh, okay. He ran off to find the guy he said. I was peeking and looking when a loud shot and a black scream followed. I thought I was dead, but I survived. So he's been knocked uncon.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Okay.
I'm following you. Uh-huh.
I messaged my new British friend and asked her about some British guy I thought was trying to bait me. She said...
We all know each other. Yeah. All of us know each other. Yeah,
like, have you ever heard of, you know, we all know Gareth Bale, we're all British people, we just know each other. She said it couldn't have been him because they were friends in real life. Okay. If someone messages me saying, "Did Andy kill you?" the first thing I'm messaging back is, "Probably." I know him in real life. The response is, "Probably killed you. Are you messaging me?
Well, likely.
A few days later, I was invited to join them. That's because you give them free loot. Soon we had a new base built. They kitted me out. We were doing bunkers, laying under the stairs, chatting.
Stars.
Okay, yeah. Let's read that one again. We were doing bunkers, lines of coke, laying under the stars, chatting. No joking. Imagine that. Colombian marching powder. It was fucking great. And we were just being pals. Then the truth came out. The British guy from earlier was my newfound friend, and we laughed about it. Can't wait to find the right time to shoot him. So it was him that shot you. So, yeah, it couldn't have been him. I know him in real life. What's that fucking justification?
Exactly. Is it? Oh, right, cool. Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, I know him in real life. Great. Never met the guy in real life. Must be shady.
But I love that Ryan's instantly gone, "Well, that's his fate sorted there, because I have to portray him now."
Yeah, British people just don't lie.
gonna have to kill him. No, I agree. Yeah. That's quite such a simple story there as well, right? But
yeah,
one that we've all encountered in Daisy, I reckon. You get attacked by someone and then you end up being with them somehow or whatever. Maybe you come across a group and then there's that guy that betrayed you from earlier. Or,
well, in all fairness, like, there's always that, like, road, you know, the path you choose. Now, when we were on Sakao and we bumped into Disgusting, it was we had the drop on him. You could have been in, like, aiming through the window and I could be holding the door. We could have killed him, but we chose the friendly path. This guy obviously chose the to kill Ryan, but then he's then become friends later, so he might have had a guilty conscience.
Maybe. Mm. I mean, we get that sometimes. Sometimes I'll attack people and be like, fuck, I really wish I didn't kill that guy, like, for whatever reason.
Yeah.
You get instant regret.
That's what I really thought that playtest was going to be more like. They were like, oh, you know, people are going to explore the hell out of it. There isn't going to be much KOS, and when it is, it's always going to be in, like, military, killitary zones. Do you know what I mean? And it just didn't happen that way. It was rather, well, I lost my faith in humanity.
I think it was very quick to get an understanding of Sakal, though.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't feel as big as, like, Chernarus. Imagine we're on a playtest of Chernarus right now, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like we'd be lost every time we spawned. We wouldn't know what way to go every time, because especially you can go in two different directions, right? In Sakal, it's pretty much head south. With Chernarus, you can go north or you can go west, and both lead to, you know, they're two completely different directions, but, you know, it's weird.
Yeah, I think because we have a full-time job and we only done like 4 hours of exploring and another 4 hours exploring. Some people done like 12-hour streams twice, so they'd already got 24 hours underneath their belt, and we were like, we were just trying to get our grips to all the spawns and stuff and then get our system together. So actually they had probably got bored of being nice.
Yeah, maybe, I think that you might be right, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so for your next story, do you want your next one? I'm gonna do the next story, but I've got a choice of two.
Okay.
Do you want a long one or a short one?
I'll have a long one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll do the short one then. Friendly?
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Right, this next story is from Papa Toast, and I guess that's the intro, right?
An avid Twitch watcher and listener of the podcast.
Dave assures me that he's cool.
I vouched for you, Papa, so you better not be a freshy killing motherfucker.
Yeah, let's see how this story ends. So basically, I was in Kamishovo and I'd killed 15 freshies. And
actually, no hate on that one. Cammy, that is all Cammy is used for.
Fair enough. Right. Hey, gentlemen, new player and listener. Started playing in July and listening to episode 1 in August. Wow, okay. That's not long ago at all. Currently at episode 52. Jeez.
Woo!
But I had to share this, even though it'll be weeks before I'm caught up. Well, for when you get there in 2026, here's for you, Papa Toast.
If you ever get there.
Yeah, you might give up by then. You might be, you know what, this podcast is actually a bit shit. Right. Arsenovo. Now,
how do people know the map? Like they just can reel it off the back of their hand.
Arsenovo is just Arsenovo. Why are we not made fun of that more often? Yeah, Arsenovo.
Arsenovo.
Right, now I'm going to have a look on Generous map where that is. Arsenovo. It's not. Oh, wait, there it is. It's a camp just above Severo. Oh, it's the camp in between Severo and Troitsky.
Yeah, yeah, the summer camp with the medical and the two barracks and the
Yeah. Arsenovo. It's one of my favourite spots to go before making the push further west. In this particular run, I started near I'm just going to say Novo. He's written the full name. I'm just going to say Novo. And kept getting delayed for various reasons. By the time I made it to Arsenovo, I was low on food.
It's a lot of Novo going on. Time. It's fucking dangerous.
I was low on food, but on the bright side, I had two full mags of M-Lock ammo.
Yep, yep.
Just as Arsenovo came into view,
I
heard the howling of wolves and suddenly found myself surrounded. I made a run for it and I made it to a cabin with only a few bites. Once inside the cabin, I started shooting the wolves, which of course attracted all the infected. And by the time I was done, I had about half a dozen dead wolves, several dead infected, and no ammo. The only weapons I had left were my bone knives.
Dual wielded.
Yeah, like just fucking sticking in between Kimbo. His fingers like Wolverine.
Yeah, like the original Wolverine before the adamantium.
Yeah. Just like, You can't see this, but I'm doing like some weird hand movements in this. I'm like, ha! You can imagine.
You keep your hand movements to yourself, sir.
Yeah, well, I'll have you know, I'm prided on my hand movements. Got an MVQ.
In hand movement. Hand puppetry.
Got an MVQ at 2 degrees. I stole him off a bitch in a dark alley. Right, anyway.
Fucking hell.
That was, okay.
Yeah,
oh,
I know.
Fuck it.
I know.
I'm moving on. I chopped up the wolves. And suddenly my packs were full of meat. Meaty.
Meaty.
We need to create a sound. You know, like the insta-kill.
Meaty. Mega, you
know, yeah, we need a meaty.
Patrick O'Reilly, meaty.
I'm not even going to ask.
I
decided
either.
To risk it and cook in the restaurant right there in Arsenovo.
Fuck off.
I started cooking. I heard someone announce their presence. Hello, dear.
I'm coming in the tent.
I indicated that I was friendly, hungry, and ammo-less. He said, if I didn't want to die, I'd have my hands up when he entered the room. I complied, and Joseph came in fully geared. He tied me up, kink, took a couple of my items, and
Kinky.
Then untied me.
As hell.
Joseph told me that he lived at a citadel down south, whatever that is, and I should come by sometime. Joseph left, and I started cooking. Then I heard him start shouting at someone. He ran back into the room and told me to stay down. He ran back out, and a gunfight commenced. Joseph fell silent. Then, some guy opened my door and gunned me down as I shouted, I'm friendly! I'm friendly! And that's the end of the story. Now, we did actually post some videos of that interaction happening, which I'm not going to lie, haven't watched them. But I'm going to put them, I'm going to copy the links and put them into the media channel in our Discord.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
That fucking serves you right from cooking near some military barracks in such a high-popped area, dude.
Oh, man, don't cook in military areas, man. Them stoves in the military area are just like jail bait.
Well, he said he was cooking in the restaurant, I think, because there's that pub place,
oh,
right?
Oh, there is a pub.
Cooking in there.
But either way, they're still classed as a military zone. It's a no-no.
If there's barracks there, you fucking... That serves you right, man.
But...
He's new. Started playing in July.
Yeah, so he's learning. And he learned a valuable lesson there to don't cook in that place.
Yeah, don't.
Go up in the woods somewhere near Troitsky or Kamensk and... Cook up there, bro.
Much safer, dude. Much safer. Just cooking in the tree somewhere, you know what I mean?
My cooking and tactical awareness since the cow, I think, has gone slightly better. I think I've leveled up.
Yeah.
Level up. Yeah, that's a good one, man.
Good guy Joseph, though.
Yeah, Joseph. He went in there protecting. Then he got fucked up.
Got fucked up.
He not fucked up.
Friendly. Are we looking at the next story?
Yeah, we're looking at the Laffy Taffy. So this next one is from Taff.
Welsh?
No, Scottish. I'm joking.
If it's Welsh, you've got to do this in a Welsh accent. You've got to read this story in Welsh accent.
Boy, I'm Taffy. I'm Taffy, so I am. Right there, but. Yeah, so this is from Taffy.
Just lost a listener.
Yeah, just lost a listener. He was Taffy. He's out now.
Yeah. See ya.
Yeah, I always get that like thing like the Laffy Taffy. Dude, that's a sweet in America, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, let's start on. Hi, Andy and Dave. This was a little ripper of a story that I had, and I thought I'd share it. Hope you enjoy. Yeah, when someone says little ripper, I just automatically go to an Australian accent. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. What, little ripper?
Wrong. Right, you got to do the whole thing in Australian. You got to do a mix of Australian and Welsh.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're going to do that. I think a mix of Australian and Welsh just sounds like British.
Yeah.
Right, go for it, go.
All right. Life is good when you have teammates in DayZ. Me and two friends decided to get together and build a base on official Livonia server.
See? Telling us what map he's on straight away.
Boom.
Take note, Ryan.
Yeah.
Was it Ryan?
Everyone. Just everyone. He's doing the right thing. Now he's going to start narrowing it down to places. These two mates of mine were much more experienced at DayZ. And at the time, my newbie skills, or lack of, certainly caused them great lot of pain. Probably why they never play with me anymore.
I'm going to have to insert some violin sounds to that.
Our run began with the discovery of a car. A Humvee, to be exact. All it needed was a battery. And after that, after a quick trip across half the map to find a car battery, which turned out to be in a shed nearby. Fuck's sake. he said that, not me. We got this beauty running, and I drove us, rather sheepishly, down south to our base site. We arrived and got to work on our little shed. I can just about squeeze the car and a couple of tents into it. It was a cozy home, that's for sure. It all seemed like flowers and bees, but it was short-lived. What follows is probably my worst spell of luck ever on any video game. To date, prepare yourselves, Andy and Dave. What, so Andy and Dave, me and Andy are going to prepare ourselves. The rest of you, don't prepare yourself. Ever.
I'm no, strapping in.
Yeah, I strap in.
I'm putting my trousers back on.
Oh, God. Yeah, the wrong joystick in my hand. he's very antiquated, this guy. The armoured behemoth of a car we had allowed us to score the south of Livonia for convoys, punch cards, bringing us to Palana, the start of it all. Me and Mate One, Mate One's not even got a name, he's just Mate hashtag One.
Carry on reading.
We call him Jake. Well, they renamed him. Let's scrub that Mate hashtag One and they call him Jake.
Right, so me and Jake.
So me and Jake, you could have just led with that, that's fine. We're clearing the houses and right before I stepped through a doorway, I could have sworn the floor texture looked a little funny.
Oh.
I was right. It wasn't the floor, but a good old landmine. Blackness. I woke to a broken leg and suitably annoyed Jake, who had also managed to go uncom from the explosion. After apologising, I applied a splint and we all climbed back into the Humvee to head to Dambog and the underground bunker. At this time, I was the only team member without MVGs, possessing a head torch instead. That's going to blind
Super
them.
Safe.
That's going to yep. blind them.
Yeah, I can see where this is yeah. going.
We made our way to the front door and opened the bunker. I remarked to Jake that my leg had just healed. I offered to take point into the dark chasm. It's quite good with his adjectives, isn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't know. Well, yeah, okay. His adjective there was dark.
Dark, yeah.
So if you think that's an impressive word, Dave.
It's a very impressive word. How he adds that to another type of word. Insert word now. No joking. This was it, the bunker, which few had been in, and it felt like Christmas morning. Obviously, someone forgot to tell the second landmine that that was placed at the door. My newly healed leg was again broken. I hobbled along after my two teammates, and upon reaching the underground water section, I was given a glorious duty of turning the warm water pump. So my two teammates, who had already been in the bunker before, left me up top with my rather sore leg.
That's like the scrub's job as well, right?
Yeah.
Hang on, why is it... Surely if his leg just healed, his splint, like, is close.
He may have just thrown his splint out, like, or he just dropped it on the floor and doesn't have it enough room in his invent.
Yeah. Fair enough, okay.
They consoled me with a AK-101 and some MVGs. And we went back up to the surface and drove back to base. Our third teammate logged off at base and left me and Jake in game. Jake was AFK, and I was wandering around our small shed until I managed to get my character stuck between the wall and a gatepost. I don't know how. I had to ask Jake to get me unstuck. He came up with a plan to drive the car to me so I could get in and be freed from this horrible oppressive gatepost. Carefully, the car was aligned and I pressed what I thought was F to climb in, but it was actually F to shut the gate on the car. Which, which if you've ever played DayZ, is not a good idea. The Humvee with Jake in flung into the air and landed on top of our gate. Our barbed wire topped gate. The shock damage of the car becoming a flying saucer knocked Jake's character unconscious. And so still trapped in my gate post-prison, I had to sit and listen to the as Jake's character was cut 6 times while he sat in the driver's seat. He awoke. He was understandably furious. The shame basically ruining our precious vehicle and almost killing Jake was too much. And I quickly made my excuse and logged off. I never did get unstuck from the gatepost. It was the last time I ever used that base.
Exiled.
This gives you a laugh, exiled. Guys. I love your podcast and thanks for reading. Oh my God. The embarrassment, and he doesn't want to go back in. Jake and Anna binned him off.
It was a classic comedy of errors, man. That's insane. Oh, they found the Humvee, drove across the whole map, did the bunker, and then end up back at base, and everything that went wrong was because of him.
Yep, and he was getting, and the other guys now are just like shunned him. They even begged him to come back. They're like, fuck.
They're like, he's not coming back. They've got the fucking new Steam handles. They've deleted their Discords.
Oh, that's mad.
They got their own WhatsApp group with him not in it. Just Jake and mate number two.
That's mad. That's funny, though. So, I thought it was going to be, some thing where he made a fundamental decision and he shot his own teammate and blah, blah, blah. But this was just, he clicked the wrong thing. He's given a guy 6 cuts. They've destroyed the Humvee. And now he's destroyed the most precious thing about the base. Get the fuck out. leave now. Get out of here.
If you haven't ever seen that, think of, do you remember in GTA 4 where you used to be able to drive into the swing set and then the swing set would just launch your car miles up into the air or across the map? That's what happens, basically.
Funny, though.
Not to such a degree, but that's pretty much what happens.
Oh, man. Taffy, that is hardcore. I mean, they probably binned you off because they couldn't understand your Welsh accent, but it's fine.
Team up. This is a story from Waterdog. So, this is a story of one of my first kills, the gear I found and the emotions it fostered. Got your pants on, Dave?
Yeah, I mean, these people are very good at describing their things, aren't they?
I mean, we did spend two Community Chronicles worth telling them to do this, so.
Scolding them.
So this is good. Right. I was on the coast at the Western evacuation site and it was dark. I was looting the cars on the way to the military tents when I heard a sneeze. Oh my God, there's someone else here. I have my trusty M-Lock in hand and I light up this fool with all 16 rounds. I lay down next to the body and I start to loot. Oh my days. This man had an M4. I've never seen one before. Wait, hang on, this is his first kill.
I know.
Or one of his first kills. One of his first kills. I've never seen one before. Hell, I've never made it past Salerno before. I am the newest of the new with less than 50 hours. Jesus. I start losing my shit big time. I need to grab this and get the fuck out. I've got the shakes so bad now.
We all know how that feels.
Yeah, innit? I had that quite a bit in Sakao, to be fair.
Yeah, so did I, man.
Just because it's new, isn't it? And wah.
Them hills on the bodies on the hill. With the thing.
Yeah, we got quite a few kills there.
Shit, there's loads of people.
So I grab the M4 and I go to sign out. Oh, right, hang on. Okay, so before I scold him for this, his next sentence says, "Forgive me. I'm new and I don't know any better." So I run down the clock and I make it off the server.
That only lasts you so long.
Yeah, he's within his first 50 hours. I think, you know, he knows that he fucked up. It's cool.
Yeah.
This is where it starts going wrong. Instant karma, I reckon.
He's going to get butt tickled.
Okay. So I'm on the title screen. Where's the M4? I picked that up. Why isn't it in my hands? Why can't I see it? Where did it go? So I click back on the server to solve the mystery. As soon as I drop in, I see someone in front of me and then bam, you're dead. Now, this is where it gets weird. So I'm experiencing what can only be described as all the emotions at once. Now, I have no idea why, but my first move is to stand up and take off my clothes.
He's been sweating. He's sweating hard. We've been there, this is man.
A plot twist I did not see coming.
When you do it on... I don't know if he's a console guy, because if you've got a controller, that controller turns into a bar of soap. It just comes out. You're like, oh, sweating yeah. like a motherfucker, man.
I thought we were about to take off my hoodie or something like that, but I'm just imagining him nude now.
Oh, man, I know you do it when I'm like, you know, got a bad belly on the...
You get the sweats.
Yeah, you get the sweats.
That's right. I just stood up and got naked. Never before have I had this reaction to high-stress situations, but on this day, the remedy for being such a stupid noob is to stand up naked in front of my telly, looking at the You Are Dead, thinking how much I fucked up. Can you imagine like using that logic in other situations?
Oh,
like you're
man.
Trying to get on the bus and the guy's telling you it's £1.60, oh, but you've only got £1.50. You haven't got the right change, so you just get naked.
The only reaction to have here is to take off all your clothes. I am
that's
getting so
story.
Hot, I'm going to take my clothes off. Was that true?
I am getting so hot. I'm going to take my clothes off.
There should be like a new tune. It's like, Daisy, so stressful, yeah. So take off all your clothes.
That's such a funny story.
Oh my God. But we've all been there where you've been like, why did I log in? Oh. So the first thing, what he's done, he's believed the front screen of Daisy. Now that front screen... It's not always tells the truth. I remember one time I hadn't even killed a player. It said I'd killed 10. I was holding a Tundra when I was quite clearly had a SVD. And it's all a bit of a lie. You know, it shows you sometimes with clothing you didn't have on before. If you've been on a different server after that, it tries to drag some stuff across. And if that server hasn't got the mod, then yeah, it's just a lie. This first thing you need to learn or first thing you need to learn is... It is a lie. That screen is a lie. So don't believe it. And logging back in, you're either logged out in the wrong area or you're on an official server and this hacker has sniffed that M4 out.
Yeah, you gone. Are you friendly? One last story, Dave. Let's squeeze it in.
One last story. And this is from someone called Zach Ra. How did he come up with his name? He just said, my name's Zach Ra.
He just likes jump scaring people.
He's a jump scare guy.
Like, oh, yeah. He meets people in game. Like, hey, guy, what's your name? He goes, my name's Zach.
Ah, fuck! So this was a... So it was me and this guy we call Fent. Is he...
Fenton!
Jesus Fenton. Christ. Isn't he called, like, Fent Boo? Or is he just called Fent in a faction? I joined the other day. So he joined a faction the other day and Fent was in it with him. So Fent Boo.
Wonderful. Right. Ground. We've established the foundations. Let's go.
Fent goes towards my spawn in Kamoshavo and we make our way west along the coast while looting around. We hear gunshots from the town over. The location being the prison island.
Oh, jeez.
They've moved on
far. That's
on
the other side of the coast.
Jeez, they went full west. They sent it. Send it. Which is getting heavily raided. So the prison is getting raided or fucked up. There's a battle going Fair on enough. Over there. Me and Fent go to the third party with a Colt 1911 and his hopes and prayers. We made our way there very strategically to the prison cell building outside the prison. So they went to like the camo prison building rather than the actual prison building.
I think so, yeah.
Where you could see the entrance, yeah. So you could see it through the back window of the top room or out of the bottom room. So yeah, they'd done something. That was quite good. That was tactful. Time goes by and Fent puts a landmine at the front of the building we were scouting from. So... Yeah, he puts a landmine at the bottom of the stairs there at the, yeah. The mine goes off. He goes, loot him. Loot him. Oh, actually, there. No. And he goes.
Oh, you want me to do it?
Yeah.
I reckon.
What does Fent sound like?
Aye. Hey, Scottish.
Hey,
Scottish. Fintus Scottish. And loot him. Loot him. No.
Dene.
Loot him.
Loot him. He's a dwarf now from Mines of Moria. Yeah. I'm 30 hours into the game. So I'm like, all right, pet. All right, bet. That's what he says.
Bet. Yeah, bet means, yeah, all right, fine.
All right, bet.
Sure.
Sure thing.
Yeah.
Pow.
Fucking, he's such a boomer. Yeah. Sorry, guys.
Next thing I knew, I turned into Swiss cheese, and he just sees me turn into red mist right in front of the doorway. Fent yells,
get back!
You bastards! I'll break your legs!
Ah, oh, you get back from me, you shit!
Like I'm able to. No, he lives for a while longer, but he gets roasted up too. Low. Oh.
Why do you keep saying low?
I
it's
don't
low.
Know. Like, low.
Ha ha. You fucking.
Low, low.
Low. Low. Low. You're like a robot. Dave, is this actually you or is this fucking ChatGPT? What's going on?
Genesis GPT talking. We never made it inside the prison base. This always happens on official.
This all happened on official.
Oh, this all happened on official. But. It always happens on official. There are bases everywhere, man. Bases everywhere where you think Devil's Castle, base. ATC Airfield, base.
Yeah, that's it, isn't it? It's fucking bases and all the good places.
It's a bit like that South Park episode where Simpsons done it. Literally, everywhere you think.
Base.
Buttery biscuit base everywhere. So, yeah, guys.
Who was that from?
Zach Ra! Huh? Jump scare.
Friendly! I know I said the last one was going to be the last one, but we've actually got time to do one more.
Okay.
Right. We'll make it a short one. Let's have a look. So we did Zach Ra. What about Four More Meat? We haven't done that one, have we?
Yeah. Who was the last one to do it? Or were you just doing another one?
No, you were. So I'll do the next one.
Oh, great. And then move on to the normal ones.
That's it. This next story is from Four More Meat. Nice to meet you, sir.
To meet you, nice.
That's to formally meet your meat.
Meaty.
Maybe like four more meat is a furry thing.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I just thought of the first group that I could think of that meet up. LARPing. I could have gone with LARPing and sounded fairly normal.
It's a furry thing.
Don't pretend you don't know what furries are. You're the king of the fucking furries, Dave.
What the fuck are furries, man?
If you're a furry, I'll tell you what, you don't. Let's pretend.
Oh, no,
let's
is
pretend
it
you
video?
Don't know what it is. Let's pretend you don't know what a furry is. If you were a furry, what would you be?
What do you do? Well, unshaven.
Well, yeah.
Unshaven as hell.
What's your favourite animal?
Yeah.
What's your favourite animal?
What is my favourite animal? Yeah. A sugar glider.
Whatever the fuck that is. There you go. You're the weird. You are somehow the weirdest furry.
I just made that shit up, man.
Right. Who did I say this was from? Formal Meat.
Yeah.
I've been playing DayZ for a month or so, exclusively on official. I'd had very few interactions and I got bored of being a solo survivor. I got a message from a guy who was trying to turn Cammy into a safe community. Fucking hell.
What the hell?
That's like trying to warm up ice cream. It can be done, but it won't be pretty.
Silly.
There are many people building and it seemed promising, but probably a trap. So I stashed my loot and I F11'd to investigate.
It's a trap.
I got a Solnichi spawn at night and I walked to Cammy by moonlight. How romantic.
By moonlight. In the moonlight shadow.
If he starts howling, then I'm buying a lottery ticket tonight because I predicted this shit. Started howling at the moonlight, the full moon.
Furries howling at the moonlight.
I could see in the distance there were glow sticks lighting up the roads of Kamishovo. I thought, how cool. Easily impressed. Then I heard the flies. I saw the bodies and human meat strewn about, illuminated in the multitude of different coloured chem lights. As I approached the police department, I could see that the door had been walled up. I knew that that's where any survivors would have taken refuge. The roar of flying insects coming from inside the walls told me there were no survivors. I looted bodies for supplies all night. When day finally broke, so instead of getting out of there and going somewhere else, he decided to loot all the dead bodies.
Yeah, Admiral Akbar was definitely not in this guy's ear.
It's a trap. When day finally broke, I saw three men coming in my direction.
They're three dirty bastards. Tell them to pull their pants back up.
Come in a different direction, you dirty bastards. They were fully geared with their weapons out.
Can Bukkake ruin that guy's DayZ event?
I waved, they waved. Crack! The world goes black and my leg is broken.
Oh.
When I came to, they apologised for shooting me and gave me medical treatment. We talked for a bit and one dropped items at my feet for a splint. I started to craft my splint and then he pulled a pistol. You are dead. Good times.
Oh. Good times.
I mean, that's such a typical DayZ encounter these days, isn't it?
Well, yeah, but I am going to go with the, you got a 3-to-1 ratio on yourself, mate. It's a bit like that young girl sitting on the couch and then people behind it. That was never going to end well.
I mean, look, do you remember that run that we had with Wes on the Autumn Cherno server where we were cannibals?
Yeah.
And
well,
then that random
I wasn't an optional cannibal.
Anyway. We were cannibals and this guy randomly came up on us and he was really low food and the only food I had was human meat, right? And then another guy ran into town. I was like, look, dude, stick with us. I know that you know that we're cannibals, but if you don't eat this food, you're gonna die and we're not gonna be able to kill that fourth guy that's just walked into town. And he was like, fuck it, why not? And he ate the food and then he ended up dying anyway, but we did get the fourth guy. But is that weird encounter that just feels uneasy that has to end. It has to end like that. Do you know what I mean? You know how it's going to end, but you just have to ride it out.
Like, honestly, they're obviously running in a group. Your ratio was never, even if they ran with you, you're always going to be on edge with them.
100%. Yeah, of course.
It's almost just cutting your ties and going, hi, bye.
That is definitely going to be the last story that we're doing in this Community Chronicles. We have not read all of the stories. Of course we haven't, because there's too many to do. But if yours hasn't been read out, it doesn't mean it won't be read out next time. If you do have a story that you haven't posted yet, join our Discord and dump it in the Community Chronicles chat. It will be empty. If you're new to putting a story in there, it will be empty to begin with. You type your story, dump it in, and then for you, it will disappear. But Dave and I can still see it.
Yes. So don't get too confused, guys. Please keep putting in your Community Chronicles. Definitely some of your cool Sakal stories that are going to come out this week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wonder how that guy feels. You know the guy who I unconned and then ended up giving him a Mosin?
Oh, yeah.
We end up seeing him twice. If I saw him for the third time, I was going to end him. So you're getting too familiar, mate.
I kind of like that hill. That was the first time we'd done... that was the first time we'd done Landbridge, and actually... That hill and Landbridge is naughty as hell.
That was hectic, man. That really makes me either want to get a boat or cross the ice. I don't want to cross that Landbridge anymore.
Two things that come with that is Dave got a shot on. He done well.
GG.
The second one was this week, someone posted on our Discord, really, thank you for the tip for fire, food, fire. What a real good strat to just get off the coast. And I got, like, I'm really happy with that. She's something that I've made up, done well.
If you don't know what he's talking about, you need to listen to the last episode, 101.
Yeah.
All about Sakal, yeah. Friendly and Sakal. Should we just, we're doing video of the week now? Is that what
yeah,
we're doing?
Yeah, that's what we're moving into.
Let's do it now. Friendelik.
Video of the week. Video of the week today is brought to you by Friendly, the DayZ podcast. But today is one of our... he has won a few times, but he hasn't been producing content because he's been injured. Amish Zed.
Ooh, yeah.
The beginner's
yeah.
guide to Sakal.
Yeah, the
wanking
injury.
DayZ's new frosh line. He had a right hand injury.
He hurt his wrist. He hurt his wrist skateboarding. It was a stupid joke. I'm sorry.
Skateboarding. I actually thought it was gonna be like adult things. Like, I don't know, repetitive strain injury. He plays computer games for a living or something like that.
I think he was saying that he's got like brittle bones because of like some sort of other medication he takes or something. I don't know. He wasn't wearing his wrist guard. I was sitting in his stream for ages listening to him talk about it. And yeah, he just fell and landed on his wrist and broke it.
Yeah, man, it happens. It's life.
So yeah, what was the video? Sorry.
Okay, the video was The Beginner's Guide to Sakao, DayZ's new Frostline DLC on PC. It's his newest video. It's only a 5-minute video, nice and short, but it's very good. It'll give you a nice little, if you haven't yet been on Sakao or watched mine and Andy's streams or just wanted to listen to someone with some sense, this is the one.
Fair enough. All right, very good. Well done, Amish said. Post is on the way. That doesn't make sense. Trophy's in the post. Oh no, weren't we doing medals now?
Oh yeah, we cut down now because, yeah, we've gone for them like fake-looking metal medals with like that goes around your neck.
So
when these
fake.
Guys... real gold. It's not fool's gold, it's real
chocolate.
Gold.
Chocolate medals.
They're going to come out soon, aren't they? Big chocolate coins.
Does any other country have this? Is this just a British thing? Where you get like fake chocolate money? Yeah.
I think it might be in Germany and America, maybe.
All right, well, let's know.
America love holidays. Any holiday, America's all in.
Holidays.
Halloween, they're all in. Christmas, they're all in. 4th of July, they're all in. It's like they're just so hyped about every time they're off work.
Friendly, this is a general tip, right? Until we play Sakao a bit more, I feel like we'll end up with some more Sakao tips in the future. But I want to use this one. I think really what made me use it was speaking about Amish said. But this tip is called beat it.
Beat it, beat it, beat it, beat it.
Basically, actually, I think, when was it?
Basically.
I was watching a TRMZ video. People were saying in chat that they didn't know they could do this thing. If a door is locked, if someone's locked a door with a lockpick, you can either beat it up with like melee, a hammer, whatever, or shoot
it
a couple of times.
You can even use your fists. Yeah. I know it will cut you quite a bit, but you can still beat it to hell.
You beat it off and it unlocks.
Yeah.
Depending on what you're hitting it with and where you're hitting it. I think isn't the best place to hit it on the actual handle, and it makes like a metal sound. Like,
yeah, on the handle with some sort of axe.
Yeah, like that's like the best way to do it. Well, the best way to do it is fucking...
shoot it.
Well, shoot it or lockpick. But...
Or lockpick, that's probably...
you can like beat the fuck out of them to unlock them. So this tip's called beat it. If you didn't know, now you do. Oi! Well, we finished, Dave. We finished the shit sequel of the Dalmatians.
100, was it 99 Dalmatians? Why have two gone missing? You don't want to know. The Koreans have popped in.
Dave, where's that potato sack gone? I'm sure I had a spare potato sack here somewhere.
It's floating down the river, boy.
We are such dog fucking lovers, bro.
Actually, we're the most dog lovers, I think. Every time I go around to Andy's, I love his dog, man.
Yeah, a little bit too much.
And Andy's been around to mine once, and mine, I don't know what mine were doing that day. They weren't as hype as normal.
When you come round, my dog goes outside and scolds himself.
No, dog's so funny. He's got such a personality on him.
I heard a wicked joke about... I know where my mother-in-law's coming to my house because the mice throw themselves on the mousetraps.
Fucking hell.
That's what my dog does. He hides from you.
If you're doing jokes, I've got one for you.
Oh, God, here we go.
Okay, so little Timmy woke up one night and he heard some noises from his mum and dad's room, and he went in and his dad's giving his mum a portion, and
portion.
Yeah, I thought that word was funny. Portion.
It's already funny.
Giving his mum a good seeing too, right. And he's like, go away Timmy, go away, get back in your room. And then his dad sort of goes to the toilet after he's finished his wham bam thank you bam with mummy, and he hears a noise coming from grandma's room. He works in, and little Timmy's Roger and his nan. He's like, what are you doing, little Timmy? He says, oh, it's not so funny when I'm doing it to your mum.
What the fuck has this podcast become?
What? I really like that one, man.
Yeah, of course you like that one, because your nan's fit, bruv.
Okay. by now, there's not even a comeback for that match.
We need to finish this podcast because
we do.
This is ridiculous. Thank you very much for listening to yet another episode of Friendly and Daisy Podcast. We will be back next week with the even worst sequel, I guess. Was there 103 Dalmatians?
Nah.
All right, fair enough.
No, they just went to that other Dalmatian film with that weird looking... Well, actually, it was a very good film. Cruella film, that one.
So what was it called?
Cruella.
Okay, cool.
Cruella.
Thank you very much.
For real.
Appreciate all of you. And I guess that's it. Let's just fucking end it here, shall we?
Yep.
Be good. Love you lots. Until next time.
Ciao for now.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, Geico helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with Geico.